Hare Krishna. So in verse number 24, we saw that Krishna has got Arjuna along with the chariot in between the two armies. Now, in this verse, what happened next is talked about. Let's go through this verse now. Verse number 25.
Bhishma Drona Pramuktaha Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam Uvacha Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kuruniti.
So here it's given, Pramuktaha Bhishma Drona, in the presence of Bhishma and Drona, Sarvesham Cha Mahikshitam. Who all were there? There were various other great personalities from different parts of the world. So, in presence of Bhishma, Drona and all these great personalities, Iti Uvacha, thus he spoke. Who? Rishikesha. So that is implied, you know, from the previous verse. And what did he speak?
Partha Pashyaitan Samavetan Kurun. O Partha, Pashyaitan Samavetan Kurun. Behold the assembly of the Kurus.
Now, nice things are there that we can discuss, and some humorous things also. Here Krishna is joking with Arjuna. So let's discuss that. Here a new name is there, Partha. Arjuna is called as Partha. Partha basically means son of Pritha. And here Prabhupada is mentioning, why is he calling him as Partha? He could have used some other name, but he's calling him as Partha because as a friend, he wanted to inform Arjuna that because Arjuna was the son of Pritha, the sister of his own father Vasudeva, he had agreed to be the charioteer of Arjuna. So he's saying, look, you're my friend, that's okay, but then you are actually my cousin, my aunt's son, so I'm becoming your chariot driver. Now, what we know is Arjuna is the son of Kunti, but then who is Pritha here? So Kunti's another name is Pritha. So this Kunti and Vasudev, so they are the children of Shurasena. And Shurasena's sister's son, his name is Kunti Bhoja. I repeat, Shurasena's sister's son's name is Kunti Bhoja. And who is Shurasena? The father of Vasudev. And this Kunti. So, Shurasena had named the two children as Vasudev and Pritha. And this particular personality, Kunti Bhoja, he was childless. So, what Shurasena did was, he gave Pritha to Kunti Bhoja. So, she became the adopted child now. And since now she was the daughter of Kunti Bhoja, she was called as Kunti. So this is the relation. Why Pritha and why Kunti? I hope now this is clear. Now another question here is that why did Krishna speak like this? O Partha, Pashyaitan, Samavetan, Kurun. Behold the army of the Kurus. Why did he speak that? So let's discuss on this for some time now. So here Prabhupada is starting the purport as the super soul of all living entities, Lord Krishna could understand what was going on in the mind of Arjuna. The use of the word Rishikesha, this is coming from the previous verse. In this connection indicates that he knew everything. See, Krishna is there, a super soul in our heart. He knows everything. Maybe when we speak, people get to know what is there in our mind. Or sometimes we speak some things artificially. Like something else is there inside and something else we speak outside. Like for example, someone comes in front of us and we say, oh, after such a long time I'm seeing you, I'm so happy. And internally the person might be thinking, why did I come on this road? I did not want to meet this person. So we might be thinking like that he does not know, that person does not know what we are thinking. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, He's there in our heart. And, he knows what we are thinking. Here, Arjuna very nicely, he said in the verse number 21, he said, Yavad etan nirikshaham yodhu kaman avasthitan. When he ordered, Senayor ubhayor madhya ratham sthapayam achyuta, he told Krishna that you take me between the two armies. And when Krishna asked, why should I take you between the two armies? At that time, he said that Yavat Etan Nirikshayam, I want to see all those personalities, Yodhu Kaman with a desire to fight. All those personalities I want to see who have a desire to fight and who have assembled there. So now Krishna is saying here, O Partha, you wanted to see, no? Pashetan, now behold. Behold whom? The entire assembly, the entire army of Kurus. Now here, indirectly, Krishna is taunting or joking. So Krishna is saying, O Partha, see, I am Rishikesha. I know what is going on in your mind. And very soon, you're going to give up the desire to fight. I know that. So Krishna is indirectly saying, what is the use of seeing the other side now? That is the indirect thing that here we understand. So this is the joke that Krishna is doing. And he's saying, oh Partha, you wanted to see, right? See all of them. So in this way, Krishna spoke and he's telling Arjuna, see all of them. And now, what did Arjuna see on the other side? And what happened to Arjuna? That is given in the next few verses that we'll discuss in the next video. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.